Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is waiting patiently. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Year of Patient Wait, written and read by Meg Booker. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Isaiah 40, verses 30 through 31. The turning over of a new year sometimes brings to mind a word God presses into my heart. This year, that word is wait. Waiting is a weakness of mine. Surrounded by the resolve to push through to the next level, I have been told to wait. Wait patiently, the Holy Spirit has assured me. But waiting is a weakness of mine. Going, I'm rather good at. Pushing through pain and breaking through are things I'm good at. But waiting is a weakness of mine. The prophet Isaiah wrote, even youths would become weak and tired. Exhaustion is an accurate descriptor of the year which just turned over. On its heels, God is pressing me to trust him so the prophecy of new strength by Isaiah can come to fruition in my own life. This is a strength I can't train for physically. This is a strength of the spirit developed by waiting patiently. But waiting is a weakness of mine. Isaiah also wrote, so the Lord must wait for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. For the Lord is faithful God. Blessed are those who wait for his help. Isaiah 30:18. Waiting for help is excruciating. Running to God is no problem here. Maybe you can relate to the running and the exhaustive need for new strength this year. The psalmist wrote, yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes. Wait patiently for the Lord. Psalm 27, verse 13 through 14. It takes a faithful level of trust in the Lord to be brave and courageous in the face of exhaustion. Brave are we who wait patiently on God, knowing he is always with us and for us. The prophet Micah wrote, as for me, I look to the Lord for help. I wait confidently for God to save me, and my God will certainly hear me. Micah 7, verse 7. Intersecting faith and life. And we believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us, as a forecast of future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as adopted children, including new bodies he has promised us. Romans 8:23. The Bible is filled with stories of waiting. Noah waited for the floodwaters to receive. God's people waited to enter the promised land. And Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah. Still we wait here on earth, but our home is in heaven. Paul wrote, the scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Our waiting is not a passive sitting around. Waiting on the Lord is seeking him with all of our hearts. And our minds and our souls, knowing we will find more and more of him. We wait in prayer, believing the promises of God, because he's never failed to keep one yet. The Apostle James wrote, "Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who patiently wait for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen." James 5:7. "For years, I have promised my older daughter a tulip garden, but have never been able to master it effectively. This past fall, my husband gave it a try, planting bulbs deep in the ground and covering them back up with the landscaping rock and wait for their bloom in the spring. But in a misplaced train of thought, he covered the dirt with landscape netting meant to keep the weeds out. He'll have to remove all of the rocks and take the mat up, or the tulips won't shoot through to the surface. While we wait, let's ask God what is blocking our own proverbial shoots from breaking through the surface and reaching for the sunshine. In seasons of wait, we are given the greatest gift of time to seek God and search his truth for wisdom, direction, and encouragement." The Apostle Peter wrote, "And so, dear friends, while you are waiting for these things to happen, make every effort to be found living peaceful lives that are pure and blameless in his sight." 2 Peter 3, verse 14. God's truth is full of directives which usher peace into our lives, like a babbling brook coming alive in the spring, nourishing us so we too can shoot up through the dirt with the tulips and reach for the sunlight. For a doer, a talker, and a goer, waiting patiently, being quiet before the Lord, perhaps takes just as much endurance for me as it does for others to push through their physical pain threshold. Yet still, as the psalmist wrote, "I wait quietly before God, for my victory comes from him." Psalm 62, verse 1. For further reading, Lamentations 3, verse 25, Exodus 14, verse 14, and Psalm 130, verses 5 through 6.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.